what is new at the movies and on TV this week? Let's go to our guy in L.A., Dan Devey of thecinemasource.com.
Hey, Dimitri. At the box office, we have two major releases hitting theaters nationwide. The supposed final theatrical effort by director Steven Soderbergh, Side Effects, and what is sure to be but the first of many comedic films headlined by Melissa McCarthy, Identity Thief. Expectations are high for our hysterical Bridesmaids veteran. Unfortunately, the funniest part of Identity Thief was the interview that we did with the cast after being completely underwhelmed by the movie itself. It also stars Jason Bateman, who talks a little bit about going the ultimately unnecessary extra mile while filming a soon-to-be infamous snake sequence.
Here's the not-so-funny part of it, is that we shot it with a real one, and the real one wasn't as good as what they could do with CG. So I had to endure a full night with a 7-foot king snake that wrapped itself around my neck, crawled up the leg of my pants while I tried to pretend to be sleeping on the dirt.
They said there's no way that the snake will ever come anywhere near you. They just don't do that. And then they put the snake down and it made a beeline for its leg, which I really enjoyed.
Right up my pant leg and got basically all the way up to like my kneecap before they yelled cut. I mean, it was horrific. And none of it's in the movie.
The movie does sport a couple of laugh-out-loud moments, most of them courtesy of on-set improv by McCarthy and Bateman, but I think audiences are going to be expecting a lot more from this obviously talented duo. On the flip side, we also have a pharmaceutical thriller, if there is such a thing, called Side Effects. The movie boasts an all-star cast including Jude Law, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Rooney Mara, and Channing Tatum, but that's really all they're telling audiences about this film for fear of spoiling some of the twists and turns that the movie takes. Tatum talks a little bit about his reaction after first reading the script.
Actually, reading it, I thought I kind of knew where it was going. And then it sort of just took a hard right turn. And I had no idea where it was going to go after that. Rooney said yesterday I thought it was going to be the contagion of pharmaceutical movies, and which would have been amazing. Steven, you should have done that one. You know, it kind of gives you that and another meal as well, so pleasantly surprising.
A lot of critics really seem to be on board with this one, but I have to admit, sadly, I'm not one of them. I thought the overall story was interesting, but the pace was incredibly slow, and all but one of those carefully guarded secrets that I mentioned were pretty obvious to me. But, you know what, then again, I also realized that Bruce Willis was dead after the first 5 minutes of The Sixth Sense. Maybe it is just me. Jumping to some TV news, the third all-new episode of the TNT series Dallas will air tonight following its 2-episode season premiere last week. For fans of the series, this new season is a bittersweet one, as one of the legendary stars who had been involved with the show since its original inception back in 1978 passed away midway through the filming of this second season. Larry Hagman was best known for his iconic role as the deliciously deceptive and devious Texas oil man J.R. Ewing. And while his loss will have a tremendous effect on the show, everyone seems confident that the writers were able to incorporate this tragedy into the arc for the season in a very respectful and very fitting way that Larry himself would have been proud of. Josh Henderson is the heir apparent to the JR legacy, as his on-screen son, John Ross, who shares his daddy's thirst for money and power. Here, Josh reflects on the type of man that Larry was and what he learned from him.
He was such a fun person to be around. He believed that the reason Dallas was so successful was that he, Linda, and Patrick not only were best friends, but they just enjoyed what they did. And he had told me, as JR Ewing, I just have a blast. Whether I'm blackmailing someone, I'm destroying a man's life. He did it with a smile on his face, and he enjoyed it. I have a big responsibility playing his son in general, but now that he's gone, hopefully I can really kind of exude that spirit of Larry and JR and keep it living. And I'm always going to hear JR's voice in the back of my head telling me I'm doing it right and I'm doing it wrong. And so I'm really going to never let him go. It was a blessing for me to be able to learn from a man like that.
Dallas airs Monday nights at 9 on TNT.
WTOP's guy in L.A., Dan Devey of thecinemasource.com, bringing you today's movies from tomorrow's perspectives. In case you missed it, Dan revealed that he knew the secret twist ending of The Sixth Sense in the first 5 minutes of that movie. I guess he's too smart for Hollywood.